Good evening, my beautiful people. So thank you guys for tuning into my second episode. I'm so excited for this topic. If you guys haven't tuned into my last episode, it speaks about the art of acceptance. So once again, if you haven't tuned into that, go tune in. What are you doing? You feel me? So today I want to talk about my perceptions of a miracle. So I kind of wrote down some points on my iPad. I'm just going to read them off and then kind of expound upon it. So my question to everyone is, what is your perception of a miracle? Do you perceive a miracle as being something that is big and shiny? Do you perceive a miracle as being something that you win, such as the lottery or a large sum of money? Granted, those are miracles and those are beautiful things. But have you ever thought that miracles can be something that you encounter every single day? The miracle of a shifted mindset, the miracle of realizing that you have a choice to be happy and that happiness is not contingent upon your circumstances. Having the realization that you have a beautiful life, you have a beautiful family. These are all miracles in and of themselves. So I just wanted to speak about that a little bit more in depth in this episode. So I think for me, growing up, I always had this perception that a miracle was this big thing, that it was huge, you know, that it was something that was unexpected, you know what I mean? But as I'm growing up and I'm growing spiritually, I'm starting to realize that miracles happen every single day in my life. And my life is literally a miracle, you know what I mean? The fact that I'm even alive right now is a miracle. And so it's crazy to even think that, like, that I'm here. Does anyone ever like wake up and they're like, yo, I'm living right now. I'm breathing. Like, do you ever look at your nail follicles and you're like, dang, my nails are constantly growing. My hair is constantly growing. I'm constantly getting taller. Like, I'm growing every single day, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally, whether it's emotionally. And I think that's a miracle in and of itself. I think it's just, I think life is just a very interesting and amazing phenomenon that people don't really realize. I mean, you're living in it every day, so you don't even like recognize the tiny little beauties in it. But yeah, just to circle back, when I was growing up, I always thought that miracles had to be these big things. And I'm starting to realize that every day that I wake up is a miracle. And I think the biggest miracle that I've been given is a shifted mindset. For a while, I would always pray and ask God to make me happy and to bring me peace. And I think the biggest thing that I realized is that God is not just going to magically bless my mind to be happy. I think he's going to put me in situations where I have to actively choose to be happy. And he's making me realize that happiness is completely a choice. It's something that is not contingent upon my circumstances. It's something that is not contingent upon whoever is in my life. It is completely my choice. And I think that for a while, I'm starting to realize that God, he works in very mysterious ways. And I always thought that, like, he would just hand things to me, but he's putting me through processes where I have to actively learn how to be a certain way. You can't pray for patience and think that God is just going to give it to you. You know what I mean? He's going to put you in a situation where you have to be patient. He's going to put you in a situation where you're going to actively have to choose the concept of patience. So I think shifting mindsets and actually realizing that I have a choice in all of this is probably the biggest miracle that I've encountered in my life so far. And it's helped me grow in so many ways. It helps me wake up and I'm not like, oh, I gotta go to work. Are you serious? No, I wake up and I say, oh, I get to go to work today. I get to go to work and I get to touch at least one person, if not somebody, you know what I mean? So I think shifting that mindset is just, that shift in my mindset was something that was beautiful for me. And it's a struggle every day, you know what I mean? Because life hits you left and right, and it's very easy to get beat down. And it's important to just experience the emotions that you have, you know what I mean? But just to bounce back, the art of bouncing back and learning to just deal with your emotions in a healthy way. That's just something that's so important. So if it's anything that I want you to get from this, I want you to get that you have a choice to be happy every day, and it cannot be contingent upon your circumstances. Because if it is, you're never going to reach that concept of happiness. You're just never going to reach it. And something profound that I learned today in my work setting was somebody saying, like, don't put value on situations. You know what I mean? Like, nothing is good and nothing is bad. Everything just is. You know what I mean? And when you learn not to put value on situations, things don't seem as bad as they are. You know what I mean? It's all about perspective. It's all about perspective. So if something happens in your life and you view it as being bad as opposed to taking it as something you can learn from, it makes it much harder to get through whatever you're going through. You know what I mean? I think when things happen in my life, I try my best to see what I can learn from it. You know, I pray and I ask God to help me learn whatever he's trying to teach me, and then to help me be receptive to it, because God can teach you all that he wants. You know what I mean? But if you're not receptive to it, then that's an issue. That's an issue. And he could be teaching you right now as we speak, and you're probably just not receptive to it. You're not actively learning what he's trying to teach you. So try to ask God to open your eyes. You know what I mean? I think learning to shift the trajectory of your prayers too, that's something that's so important. A lot of the time we ask for things that we want, but do we really know what we want? No, I don't think we do. But God doesn't give us what we want a lot of the time. He gives us what we need. And sometimes what we need is even more than what we want. You know what I mean? It's a lot that goes into it. But learning to shift your prayers, you know, learning to submit to God's will, because sometimes God's will is better than our will could ever be for ourselves. So yeah, learning to shift your prayers and learning to be receptive to whatever God is trying to teach you. You know, God is not Santa. You know what I mean? He is a big God. Granted, he is for sure, but he's not Santa. He's constantly putting you through a process of maturation where you're maturing and you're becoming more spiritually mature. So he's putting you through processes where you got to learn in order to get whatever blessing he wants to give you. You know what I mean? And that goes into anything, like relationships, career-wise, anything. Like, I feel like if you don't have something that you want right now and you think it's in alignment with God's will, maybe ask, like, okay, like, what are you trying to teach me in this season? Because obviously I'm not ready to receive whatever I'm asking you for. You know what I mean? An aspect of like relationships per se, I feel like, you know, a lot of people ask to get married and to have boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever the case is. But, you know, if you're asking for that, you know, it's in alignment with God's will for you. Maybe you're in this period of singleness because he's trying to teach you something about self-love. He's trying to teach you to get out of that pattern of codependency on people. He's trying to teach you something. So figure out what it is, you know what I mean? And then he'll get back to you. But yeah, I think we're constantly in the process of learning. And I think it's just important to see God as that master. That master, and not as Santa, you know what I mean? He's somebody that's constantly teaching and teaching. So kind of went off course there. But yeah, that I think that's the biggest miracle that I've encountered in my life so far, is that shift in mindset. Because that's so important. I used to always think, like, maybe I'll just be happy if I get this thing, or maybe I'll just be happy if I get that thing. You know what I mean? But I realized that I can literally be happy right now if I wanted to. It's my choice. So you can make your day good. You can make your day bad. It is up to you. So I'm, you know, and like I said, it's not like something that's easy. You know, it's way easier said than done. I have my days for sure, but I think I'm definitely actively working to make every day a great one, even if it's harder on other days. But I think for me, that's a miracle in and of itself. You know what I mean? There used to be days where I didn't even want to get up out of bed. You know what I mean? And to just be able to wake up and to see today as a miracle, to see my family as a miracle, to see everything around me as a miracle. It's just a miracle in and of itself. You know what I mean? So learn to open your eyes today and to see what's around you, as opposed to constantly being in pursuit of something, as opposed to constantly making your happiness congruent with a circumstance. Try to see the miracle in today. You know what I mean? Because whatever you're looking for might never come to you. And what are you going to do when it never comes? So see the miracle in today. See the miracle in tomorrow. See the miracle every waking moment. You know what I mean? At least try to. I think the biggest and most important thing about this is at least trying to see the beauty in things. Because it can be hard to. I mean, feel me? Life be dragging you down, man. Life be dragging you down. But I think that's so important. So, yeah, blessings, you know, and miracles can be big too. You know what I mean? Of course, like I said, you know, winning the lottery, winning these large sums of money and all this stuff. Okay. It can be something that's big, but knowing that the little things are miracles too, that's just so important. And so when you ask God for a miracle, he probably already answered your prayer. You probably just didn't even see it yet. You know what I mean? So when you start to open your eyes and you start to see the beauty in the little things, you really just like, yeah, the trajectory of your life truly changes. It truly changes. So I'll ask you this again. What do you see as a miracle? What do you see as a miracle? What are things that you're overlooking today? What are things that are like literally right in front of you that you can't even see as a miracle? And I know it sounds cliche sometimes, but it's not. It's not. Sometimes you're living right in your miracle. You're living in past answered prayers. You know what I mean? So what are you living in that you should thank God for today? You know what I mean? Even in trials and tribulations, there's something. There's always someone, even if it's something tiny, minuscule, there's something to be grateful for. Always something to be grateful for. So try to look into that and try to be more grateful for what you have around you. You know what I mean? And yeah, I think that's it for this podcast today. You know, today was a short one, but I think it was a profound one, one that everyone should actively work to execute in their everyday life. So I thank you for supporting me. I thank you for everything. And I hope that this touched you in some way, shape, or form. Thank you.